Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Roxanne Roberts has the lead. She has 3 points. Tom Beaudet and Kerry O'Connor are tied for second. Each has two.
All right, we have flipped a coin, and Kerry has elected to go second. That means, Tom, you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. To give the judges more time to review evidence, the verdict in Blank's genocide trial was delayed.
Saddam Hussein?
Right. Although it was declared unconstitutional, an appeals court judge ruled that the Bush administration's Blank program can continue while the case is under appeal.
The warrantless surveillance program.
Right, exactly. President Bush signed a bill that will pay for the building of a blank between the U.S. and Mexico.
A wall?
Yeah, border fence. Yeah. On Thursday, an appeals court upheld California's ban on blank marriage.
Gay marriage.
Right. A cell phone company in Britain has designed a new phone that blanks when stolen.
It calls the police.
No, it screams. Several times during the O'Reilly Factor on Tuesday night, Fox News labeled Mark Foley as a blank.
A Democrat.
Yes. Pete Rose. That's another way of doing it. Pete Rose told David Letterman that he would have had 5,000 hits if he'd had blanked during his career.
If he'd had steroids.
Exactly,
or
right. Drugs. Border guards were shocked when an illegal blank was discovered running from Russia to Latvia.
When an illegal blank run Russia to Latvia. Man rabbit.
No.
It would be illegal.
Yeah, it would be illegal. No. Border guards were shocked to discover an illegal vodka pipeline running between Russia and Latvia. They knew that the bootleggers were smuggling vodka across the border. They didn't know how. But it wasn't until some trees planted over the border started laughing and falling over and then hitting on the shrubs that officials discovered the mile-long buried pipeline for vodka buried under the border. Clever, no?
That's great.
Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Tom has the lead.
Well done. All right, Kira, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Here we go. To make sure there aren't shortages this fall, the FDA approved a new type of blank vaccine.
Flu.
Right. On Thursday, blank made a surprise visit to Iraq to meet with leaders there.
Condoleezza Rice.
Right. Last weekend, Congress passed a bill that would outlaw internet blanking.
Gambling.
Right. A woman did not convince Powerball officials in Iowa that she lost a winning lotto ticket when she said it was blanked.
Stolen.
No, eaten by her dog. A $140,000 BMW and a trip to space are two of the items being offered in the annual holiday catalog from blank.
Neiman Marcus.
Right. Longtime New York Times political and cultural reporter blank died this week at the age of 71.
R.W. Apple.
Right, Johnny Apple. 2 South African policemen were caught accepting bribes on a blank.
On a ferry.
No, on a closed-circuit TV that the two had helped install.
Oh, that wasn't good.
They put up the cameras to monitor crime, these cops did, but they didn't think that taking bribes from drunk motorists at a roadblock was a crime. Internal Affairs reviewing the footage seemed to think it was and arrested them. Carl, how did Kiri do on our quiz?
Kiri had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 12 points, but Tom still has the lead with 14.
Now, I've known Roxanne for a long time, and I know that she likes to win, so how many points does she need to do it?
She needs 6 correct answers.
6. Ready, Roxanne?
I don't know. We didn't learn anything in Washington.
It's true.
You were. I was in the fog of Foley, so.
Well, fortunately for you, all of your questions have to do with obscene instant messages abbreviation. So you might do well. Here we go. Fill in the blank. The probe investigating an E. coli outbreak turned into a criminal investigation as federal agents raided 2 blank packing plants.
Spinach.
Right. 5 years after it was taken by U.S. troops, NATO troops took control in eastern blank.
Oh, eastern what? Eastern Germany.
No, eastern Afghanistan.
Afghanistan?
We haven't invaded Germany.
Wait.
Not yet. A government in Sudan said it viewed a U.N. humanitarian mission to blank as a prelude to an invasion.
Darfur.
Right. Because their president refuses to suspend the uranium enrichment program, the U.N. will discuss a resolution next week to impose sanctions on blank.
Iran.
Right. Paul Harrell, a candidate for city council in a Minnesota town, is doing everything he can to convince voters to blank.
Not vote for him.
Exactly. He does not want the job. Patricia Dunn and four other people involved in the spy scandal at blank were indicted by California's Attorney General
Hewlett Packard.
Wright clarifying his accident one more time, blank told Rolling Stone magazine that he had injured his head falling off of a tree stump instead of from a palm tree.
Oh, Keith Richards.
Right. Yeah. Police caught a man shoplifting burritos in Salt Lake City because he blanked. Lightning fill in the blank.
Well, I'm trying
Zip,
to think.
Pow, lightning, and.
Because he put him in his pants.
No, they caught him because he stole the burritos and then immediately stopped to eat them. 7-Eleven workers spotted Thomas Fatty. That would be his name, strolling around the store eating unpaid for burritos. When confronted, Fatty threatened them, threw enough money for one burrito at them, and ran around to the alley behind the store with his lunch. When police attempted to arrest him, Fatty indicated they should wait until he finished. Said a police spokesman, it is strange that he would decide he needed to have the last bite of his burrito before he complied when he had two officers pointing pistols at him. Carl, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
Well, she needed six correct answers to win, Peter, and she had six correct answers.
Whoa.
So with 15 points, Roxanne Roberts is this week's champion. Well done.